The new facility for Atlanta United Football Club is going to be a big addition to that part of town along Memorial Drive right at I-285. That part of DeKalb County really hasn't seen the growth that has been experienced closer to the city and then out towards Stone Mountain. And so you kind of have this void right at the perimeter of a lack of activity that really has gone on in the last couple decades. So the announcement that DeKalb is going to foster this deal with Atlanta United to bring them to this location really is a big win for the neighborhood. It's a very divisive issue. A lot of neighbors weren't thrilled about the tax cuts and benefits that Atlanta United would be receiving. And in the past, we have proven that oftentimes sporting facilities don't quite pay dividends back in the way that many expect them to. But being sited between Kensington and Indian Creek MARTA stations, you're going to have connectivity to the city that we don't have in a lot of other facilities. At one point, Atlanta United had been looking to move to Cobb County, and it would have run into the same issue that SunTrust Park is currently running into, which is how are people going to get there? So I think it was a wise choice for Atlanta United to look inside the perimeter and look for a space that had that connectivity to MARTA.
Now, this new soccer facility won't be on the same scale as, say, the new Falcon Stadium that's being built across the street from the Georgia Dome. So what kind of footprint can we expect this soccer complex to leave on the area around it?
This new complex is not only a practice facility, but it's the headquarters for Atlanta United. So you're going to have offices, you're going to have more to the development than your average stadium. Hopefully that diversity in use will allow for more economic benefit to the neighborhood. It's not a situation where you're going to have 60,000 people descending on a neighborhood 8 times a year. But instead, it should bring about a new office population. They've talked about generating 127 new jobs. Well, those jobs can have a direct impact on that neighborhood. The new development will really be an opportunity to reinvent that neighborhood. Atlanta United will likely go to a very big effort to kind of brand it and make that area of town be representative of the identity that they want in the city. And hopefully they'll be able to bring new life into the neighborhood and bring rejuvenation. There's not a lot of residential immediately around that. So you're not going to see a drastic change in use patterns, probably. And the headquarters isn't going to be a big draw to begin to develop residential spaces, but it can really begin to anchor a more unified commercial center there.
A moment ago, you briefly mentioned that some residents had some concerns about the new soccer facility. Do you think those DeKalb residents can look to some of Atlanta's current and past stadium projects like Turner Field to better understand what's in store for their neighborhood?
Firstly, there's been a lot of complaints in the last week since this decision was made that the decision was not very transparent, that when the commission voted on it, there were no public comments. The meeting was held during the day so that people couldn't attend. And the measure passed 4-3. There was a stark divide between those supporting it and those against it. A lot of it had to do with the economics of the decision. It is DeKalb County giving a lot of benefits to Atlanta United, but hoping to spur development and hoping to spur change in the neighborhood. As far as learning from the Georgia Dome or Turner Field or Atlanta Fulton County Stadium or the new Falcon Stadium or even SunTrust Park, each site is very unique. Each case is different. But the precedent that's been set thus far is that at the end of the day, positive changes don't necessarily come to the neighborhoods where these stadia are built. Turner Field was a major, and actually before Turner Field, back in 1965 when they built the first stadium just south of the interchange of I-20 and the connector, you had the decimation of a neighborhood, but with the promise that the stadium would bring about renewed growth. Unfortunately, 50 years later, that never turned out to be true, even after the second stadium was built and the Olympics were held in that area. The neighborhood still languished. and has still struggled to this day. And that's why the proposals for redevelopment of Turner Field have become such a divisive issue, because there have been promises made to that neighborhood for the last half century, and they have yet to be fulfilled.
So, in conclusion, this new soccer facility deal represents yet another stadium building venture in the metro area. How do you think sporting developments, new and old, are shaping the face of Atlanta?
The Atlanta United announcement isn't the first major sporting announcement in Atlanta, and it certainly won't be the last. But we've seen over the past 50 years, these sporting venues in Atlanta really come into neighborhoods and radically change their appearance, sometimes not always for the best. But there's a renewed consciousness that sports venues can and should make an effort to contribute to their neighborhoods. And you see it at SunTrust Park. You see development not just of a stadium, of an entity where it'll only be occupied for games, but instead realizing that a whole nexus in the city can be created, a whole node around that location. As new athletic facilities in Atlanta are developed, you're going to begin to see a recognition that they can create neighborhoods, that it's not just a stadium, it's not just a ballpark, but it is instead an anchor to a neighborhood and able to generate a node and really have development be spurred around that and see drastic changes in those neighborhoods in the future.